This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from NAB AFL Auskick to the big time.
Andrew McKay of Carlton.
Hold your ground, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Adelaide weren't able to come up to the level that we were required to exchange Bryce Gibbs.
What was their final offer?
I don't think it's important, their final offer. What I think is important that we were very honest with Adelaide right from the word go on what it would take. We were very honest with Bryce and very honest with his management. Adelaide weren't able to get to that level. We're looking forward to Bryce donning on the navy blue jumper again next year. A very professional player, Bryce. And I think the thing we need to remember here is Bryce loves the Carlton Football Club. He's got no beef with the Carlton Footy Club, and he'll play some really good footy for us next year. So that's what we're looking forward to doing.
Do you think you've got any work to do there to get his head back right?
Oh, I mean, we're going to support him to the hilt, absolutely. We're going to support him an enormous amount, him and Lauren and young Charlie. He's a mature player and realises that he's got a really good job to do for us, and we're looking forward to him playing some great footy.
Regardless of what their final offer was, what did you deem to be broad brush, fair compensation for
him? Yeah, I don't want to get into those details either, but all I can say is that we were really honest with Adelaide, and at the end of the day we shook hands and they understood that and appreciate our honesty, and it didn't happen. So
Bryce has got 3 years to run on a contract at the Carlton Footy Club. What has to change between now and the next 12 months that you're not in the same position, him trying to get back to Adelaide?
Yeah, I think the support we put around Bryce and, time. Obviously, he's got some personal situations there that we're gonna support him to the hilt and get him through that period. And we're very confident he'll be seeing his contract out at Carlton.
How tough was the last hour or so there, Mackin?
Oh, it was busy. Yeah, it was busy. We also had the GWS going on as well, so we're wrapped to have Caleb and Jared on board with us, two really talented young players. So looking forward to getting them to the club.
Macca, a lot of the talk in this trade period has been about that contracts don't mean much in footy anymore. Are you comfortable and happy that this 3-year deal that you had in front of Bryce actually meant a lot in the end?
Yeah, it's a good question, Sam. It does seem that they're not as worth as much as they once were, contracts. I think it's important that everyone understands that clubs really desire the players to play out their contract. Players sign a contract, and we believe they should see that out.
Works both ways, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It works both ways, definitely.
Did the club help Hawthorn out in the O'Meara deal? Can you tell us how that sort of transpired?
Well, because we, I suppose the picks that we gave up with the Pickett and Marchbank deal, we had left a little bit of a hole for us around that third round, fourth round period for this draft. So we were eager to get back into that position. There's some, so now we've got a draft pick in each round, which is really valuable for us this year.